You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Hey, preppers and patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com.
I think I've read this before on your program, Mark. You know, here it's a book. It's a quote out of the book, The Savage Continent. And what this book deals with is post-war Italy and Germany, you know, from basically 1945 to around 1950. And here we look at two civilizations, Italy and Germany. They were the pinnacle of evolved societies. You look at the artwork that came out of Italy and Germany. You look at the music, Wagner, Mozart, Beethoven. You look at the music that came out of those civilizations. You look at the literature, the science, every form of human endeavor. They excelled in them. And yet, because they gave in to doctrines of demons, they were just catastrophically destroyed. This is a quote in the book about what happened in one particular city, Naples, after the collapse. You have to keep in mind, you know, basically the delivery mechanisms in those two countries had been destroyed, they'd been bombed, and there was nothing available, trucks, roads, so forth, infrastructure was gone. So here's the quote from the book, The Savage Continent, concerning Naples. Of sordid human vices, nothing was overlooked in Naples during those first few months. What we were witnessing, in fact, was the moral collapse of a people. They had no pride anymore, any dignity. The animal struggle for existence governed everything. Food, that was the only thing that mattered. Food for children, food for yourself, food at any cost of abasement or depravity. And after that, a little warmth and shelter. Mark, I would almost prophetically say that is coming to America. And so here's my thing that I would tell people, for those who maybe mock or don't think they need to really prepare that much, read what happened to the two of the greatest civilizations in the modern era, Italy and Germany. They collapsed completely. And I would dare say that we have pushed the envelope of wickedness further than they've pushed it. And so get ready. You know, Mark, as you know, I've traveled the world a lot. I've been throughout the Middle East and, you know, Asia and other places. And I've seen what hunger does to people. And I've seen what people will do just for a meal. You know, nothing has to be more pulling at the heartstrings of a mother than to have her children come to her and go, "Mommy, I'm hungry." I mean, I'm a big guy. I work out all the time, even at my age. I'm still pretty physically fit. You know, I've seen a lot, but just that word, "Mommy, I'm hungry," that brings tears to my eyes. I think it probably does to most people.
Yeah.
And so when we're faced with this, if we at this point, juncture in history, first of all, do not repent, and if we make a really bad decision concerning who our leaders are, I think we're back here. We're going to see destruction on an unparalleled level come to our country. Now, people have to pray about that. I might be proven wrong. I don't have a seer. I don't have a crystal ball. But I just see that God, how he works in history, I see him, what he does to nations that have done and practiced what we practiced. You know, I just read an article the other day Steve Quayle had on his website. And in America today, this is not some far-off land, but in America today, men, dirty old men, and young women on both sides are using Craigslist and similar media. Up to 2 million young people in America today are advertising themselves as payment for a meal.
Yeah, and I think that the mothers out there, you know, that was in Savage Continent, because I read that also. It was a very eye opening book, and you know, the women were prostituting themselves for the soldiers' MREs, basically.
Yeah, one MRE. They tend their the rate of venereal disease in Europe dropped from like in their 20s down into the teens, the young teens. And it wasn't just the Russians that did it. It was, you know, American forces did it as well. War does bring out the worst in human depravity. But in America today, they're using things like Craigslist. I mean, girls are saying, if you buy me a meal, I'll sleep with you. That's what's going on in our country today. And if this article is correct, up to 2 million young people are engaged in this type of transaction. And I think this that's just the beginning of it. If we do not repent, if we do make the wrong decisions, we are going to see that, I think, on a far grander scale, because we have to go back and say, you know, were they just joking? Did they really mean it? When the globalists said we want to reduce world population down to 500 million, were they just like, we're just kidding? Is that what they were doing when they make those statements? Or do they really mean it? And I for one, knowing the nature of what the Lord they serve, the Lord of darkness, I think they mean it. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but I do think they mean it. And so if they do mean it, then, you know, they're going to create the environment that wipes out massive amounts of people. I was listening to the man who made the movie Armageddon the other night. And he actually made the claim on a popular radio program that some of the people in the Trump camp had said that Barack Obama was thinking about using an EMP event should the election look like it's going to go the wrong way to stop the election. Now, that seems preposterous. It seems way out there. But we have seen a lot of things that are preposterous and way out there happening in America recently.
Yeah. And one of the things you keep bringing up is the Civil War, from the article you were talking about being 1860, just before Civil War. And I guess I've lost count of the BLM riots since the last time we had you on the show. Do you feel that there's one candidate that's going to do a better job at dealing with that threat than the other?
You know, I think, Mark, this is more, I think really this is where the church is going to have to step up to the plate. The church in America wants to play PC nice. We're going to have to address, as the church, as the called out ones, as the people who have the ultimate answer, I think the church is going to have to step up and address some very difficult issues. I think that environment can thrive more under a Trump presidency than a Hillary presidency, but this is an issue of the heart. I mean, hate is an issue of the heart. It's not so much a political issue. If I hate somebody because of their color, you know, I mean, there are Republicans and Democrats that both hate white people because they're white, black people because they're black, or Asians because they're a different color. That's an issue of the heart. And unless we have revival in this country, that hate is going to foment. We see it. It is toxic. It's at toxic levels in our country today. Again, I make the statement, half of America hates the other half of America. We're a nation divided. And so what we want to do is, what kind of political environment can we create? Do we have control over that will foster the ability to bring racial reconciliation and the other, you know, reconciliation that we need to see in this nation? And I think Hillary, because of her Marxist upbringing, she loves Saul Alinsky. I mean, he promotes this stuff. The Alinsky people promote racial hatred. They promote class hatred. They promote hatred between people of different socioeconomic levels. They thrive on that. Revolution thrives on, you know, hatred. And so I think at the end of the day, Trump would probably be a better candidate for that. But really, the bottom line of it is, Mark, until America realizes that we need to repent and that the ministers of America regained their manliness and forget PC and call the nation to repentance for its gross and manifold sin, that we are going to continue to face these issues. Now, again, as I said, with that said, I think Trump will present a better chance for America's pastors to make that proclamation, because under a Hillary, anything that would call someone to repentance for, you know, some kind of perversion or any other deviant lifestyle would become a hate crime and you could go to prison for it.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. In the new book, EMP, The End of the Grid as We Know It, by Cal Wilson, America is hit by several simultaneous EMP attacks, and the country becomes a wasteland. Jim Burkett is on a business trip when it happens. Will he make it home to his family? Buy your copy from Amazon.com and find out today.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
And what about international affairs? Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, proved over and over that she can't be trusted. She can't keep our embassy safe. And is America really ready to trust her with securing the country?
Well, we couldn't even trust her in Libya. I mean, you talk to these people, and I've been following them. I've watched, not only watched the movie, read the book, 13 hours, but I've followed one of the gentlemen, Chris Pronto. He's on Facebook. You follow him, and I suggest people go to his website and maybe like it, because he does talk about this, that she basically gave up that embassy to cover her dirty deals in Libya. So she could make money. So here she is willing to trade American life for money. I mean, again, Donald Trump had a very valid question. How do you go from a public service environment, basically entering public service with no or little money, and end up with $200 million? What have you bought? What have you sold? I mean, does not that beg the question? I mean, I don't think she won a lottery ticket. I don't think she did that. So she's got it another way. And you know, I don't think they gave her that money just to spend time with her because she's a nice person. I think she had to sell something. What did she sell?
And there was a lot of money that was donated to the Clinton Foundation for the Haiti relief that never made it to Haiti. So I suppose she paid herself some large fees from being on the board for the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, again, so they just absconded with that money and left the people of Haiti that were supposed to bring relief to, I mean, basically holding a bag, living in poverty. She cares. I mean, when you look at her, you know, somebody made the argument that Barack Obama is an ideologue, and he operates on ideologue principles. He has a core set of beliefs that he operates on. I disagree with him, but he has a core set of beliefs he operates on. Hillary Clinton's a gangster. That's what they made the thing. She's a gangster. She's got to operate on self-interest. Whatever brings self-interest to her, whatever benefits her, whatever brings more money into her bank account, whatever gives her more power, whatever lets her manipulate more people, that's how she's going to operate. Yeah. And I mean, I'm going to make a bold statement. I don't think she cares about black people at all. I think she looks at them as basically, you know, people that will give her what she wants. I don't see how a black person in the world could vote for her. I don't. Because, I mean, just their record in dealing with them, it's very, very bad, and more blacks are coming on. And I saw that Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter just came out and endorsed Trump. I've read Denzel Washington. I don't know, and it's unconfirmed, but I think he just came out and endorsed Trump. So I would say if you're a person of color in this country, really look at her record. I mean, I think it's pretty dismal towards African Americans. If you look at what Barack Obama has done, what has he done to serve the average black community? Nothing. Nothing.
And I mean, it's worse. Her Secret Service agent said that she just commonly referred to blacks as the N-word. So
yes, her and Bill both did, because I've read that. And he said that Bill particularly liked jokes with of an African American persuasion that used the N-word. That Bill liked those. Again, you know, we're at the moment of decision in our country, and where are we going to go? I would call America's pastors. You know, your job, this job on earth, is temporal. You're going to spend eternity with the record you've created on this earth. Are you afraid of your job, losing your job? Are you afraid of the people would maybe put you out of employment? God will provide for you, but be the one that speaks the voice. Be the one that comes up and urges people to repentance. Be the one that calls out sin for what it is. Because we are one step out of the grave right now, and that step is getting awful close. A lot of people are going to try to take that step come this November. And I'd say our republic will be lost if Hillary gets in.
And to comment on what you're saying about the pastors, those that don't get involved in the fight, I think they're going to find themselves out of a job, because I think the church doors are going to be chained shut.
Anyone that does not go along with the New World Religion, yes, Chrislam, you know, again, because you have to understand, by the liberal definition, I admit as a Christian, Christianity is a hate speech. By liberal definition. Now, it's not a hate speech. It's the ultimate love expression to the human race. But if you use a liberal interpretation of what they believe hate speech is, Christianity is the consummate expression of it. It's exclusionary. Jesus is the only way towards salvation. Jesus, there are repentance required. Repentance from things liberals hold dear. Homosexual marriage, you know, adultery, abortion, just to name a few. You know, that the Bible tells us that we can no longer engage in those things, that they're sinful. So, you know, if you want the liberal definition, yeah, it's a hate speech. And you have to understand, they will operate in that manner, that they will treat you as though you're a deplorable, an unworthy, irredeemable, unforgivable person. And if you practice that, they will seek to criminalize what you're practicing, and you know where that will lead. The FEMA camp, the gulag, prison, fines, penalties, taking your children away from you, raids in the middle of the night.
To go back to the 1913 theme you were discussing earlier, we've entered into a new Cold War with Russia, especially since
Russia, Korea, China, Iran, a lot of Cold Wars going on right now.
Yeah, especially since the tensions between over Syria and the Ukraine. Putin claims to have a lot more respect for Trump. How important do you think that is in this new Cold War environment that we've entered into?
Well, it's no doubt that he has absolute contempt for Hillary Clinton. I mean, he looks at her like a pariah, and so she is. But I think he at least feels like he could come to a negotiating table and talk, you know, brass tacks with Donald Trump. They might not agree. They might not all get what they want. But I think at the end of the day, there'll be two men realizing that, you know, they could mutually, each of us, destroy the human race, and then we have to come to a peaceful solution to prevent that. You know, there's a saying where goods don't cross borders, armies do. You know, Trump understands that. He understands that through commerce, you develop many ties with a nation, even though we might not like them that much. If we sell to them, you have business engaged. You put people in both countries to work, jobs, finance, prosperity. Trump understands this. Hillary, I mean, she wants to start World War III. I think she has a fetish on starting World War III. I mean, I think she's an absolute war hawk, and that she wants to, she doesn't have any problem if nuclear weapons fly. I think that low of the woman, that I think she has the ability to start World War III using nuclear weapons. She would try to make it look like the Russians did it, but I think by now they've really dipped into that bucket as deep as they can go, and it become pretty self-evident that they have provoked a lot. I mean, let's let the Ukrainian people decide what they want to do. You know, we won't do that. You know, I think Donald Trump understands, let's develop commerce versus war. And I think that's what we need, someone in there that understands that mentality. And she's never run a business. She's never had to make a profit. She's never had to employ people. She's never had to pay Social Security tax on people. She's never had to, you know, get workman's compensation. She's never had to worry about that bottom line to see if the business is making money. All she's done is she's used government money, stolen it, and used it for her purpose without any responsibility for success or failure. Donald Trump has done that his whole life.
Yeah, and the Clinton Foundation operates very much like government because it doesn't really provide any services. It just takes in money and loots the people that
it takes in money and then it uses that money for blackmail, coercion, whatever it needs to do to get its way. It is basically a huge political slush fund. And so that's what they do with it. Plus they get incredibly wealthy while they're doing it. But at the end of the day, it is a slush fund. It's a payoff, a bribery. It begs the question, where did that $200 million come from and why did it get there? What do you have to promise to get $200 million donated to you?
And I think what I want to tell listeners is that if you'll help me stay free for the next 4 to 8 years by stopping Hillary, then I'll commit to trying harder than ever to wake folks up to what's going on, to hopefully get us a more conservative candidate the next time around. And Bob, I know that's your passion also, is to educate people and to help wake people up. Ready-made resources is how you pay the bills. But every time you come on the show, it's your heart and it's your passion that comes out.
Well, you know, as a Christian person, first and foremost, I'm concerned with the eternal destiny of people. I don't want Hillary Clinton to go to hell. I want to see her come to repentance, have that come to Jesus moment when she sees the wickedness of her heart and repents. I don't want to see her as president. I want to see her in any position of any kind of authority over anybody. But at the same time, I don't want to see her go to hell. So the worst person that you can think of, we pray for their souls. We pray that God would have mercy on them and pray that God would give them an enlightenment so that they would see the Son of God, that he had died on the cross to forgive their sins, and he is the only, in this world of compromise, in this world of everything goes along, Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. He is the only way for forgiveness of sins. So first and foremost, I want people to understand that you will die in your sins if you have any other method of salvation other than total dependence on the Son of God and his atonement for you. It is not Jesus plus anything. It is Jesus only that brings salvation to our souls. And that's my first and foremost desire for people. Second of all, I do believe, no matter really, I think even if Trump's elected, we have some really catastrophic times ahead. There's the debt is not going to go away, and so many other things that we've done are not going to go away. We've brought so many people that really want to destroy us into this country right now. Our borders are open. Our money's destroyed. There's so much that's gone wrong. There is going to be a recompense for those things. Now, if we have God on our side going through that recompense, paying the debt that we owe, it's going to be far easier. If Christian people lead the way, and we're the ones that are prepared for it, we're the ones that can feed our neighbor, if we're the ones that can, you know, protect and bring civility to our, you know, our friends, neighborhood, whatever scope the Lord gives us, if we're that one person, then we're going to have a much better ability to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people than if we're just sitting there running around like everybody else in the FEMA food line going into the camp, you know, with no answers. Oh, Jesus, yeah, Jesus will take care of you. Then what in the world are you doing in this line? Can you imagine that? I mean, standing in the FEMA food line waiting to get your government gruel, and yeah, Jesus will take care of you. Really? Okay. He didn't look like he's take good care of you. You're here with me. I don't believe. You don't, you know, we should be the ones leading the way, Mark. And Noah and Joseph are perfect examples. You know, this is why I tell people, get your food, get your water, ability to filter water, have the ability to protect yourself, your neighborhood, and just anybody that comes across. I mean, good grief, if I'm walking down the street and I see a woman or a child being somehow brutalized, believe me, I'm not going to just walk by. I mean, it goes back to who is my neighbor. You know, that they become my neighbor at that point, and I have a biblical obligation to defend them against that brutality. The ones leading the way through this obviously dark period that's going to come upon America. It might lead into the second coming of Jesus Christ. I personally think it is, but I'm not going to make that as a blanket statement. I think we're going to be faced more and more difficult times, and I think it's, it behooves us to take the examples of Noah, take the examples of Joseph, and to prepare our families and have enough food stored up for at least a year, that's my at least, and the water and the ability to defend ourselves and so forth. I'm a big proponent of, being able to communicate. This is why one of my passions is getting more and more people set up on ham radio. That not only do you, with ham radio, can I communicate with my family, but let's just say, Joe, my next door neighbor, and his wife's at work, and there's a ham radio operator somewhere, and I can communicate with that person that's near where his wife's at, and people start learning that through ham radio we can network and find out, whether your loved ones are safe. They did this extensively after 9/11. Ham radio, go online and just research it. Ham radio was used extensively after 9/11 to reconnect loved ones who had been, that disaster. They couldn't get home. All communication, all transportation was down, and people were wondering, where's my loved ones? Well, ham radio stepped in and filled that gap to a large extent. I think it will again today. So, again, I'm a big proponent of ham radio, and, I'll mention this. We do have a ham radio package for people. It's relatively cheap, and it even includes a course to get people signed up to get their ham radio license. So I think that's an extremely important thing. And then the other thing is it's an expensive thing. So if people can even go about and do it with a family, buy it for as a family, buy it, or buy it as a group, but the ability to see at night, it is unbelievable what modern night vision gives you the ability to do, to see hundreds and hundreds of yards away clearly, even on the darkest night. So it gives you the ability to see what bad people might be doing and plan for you. I'm always glad, Mark, to take the time if people call. I try to spend as much time on the phone with them as I can to work through these different issues. I have had a lot of experience with those kinds of equipment, and I'll be glad to share it with people. But I do think we have a road to recovery with Trump. We have a road to perdition with Hillary. I think there's difficult times in between either course. We're going to face some very difficult issues, and I think Christian people need to lead the way in this and get ready and be prepared for what's coming, and be not only that, but be able to help and assist their neighbors, even if we do it blindly. If it really gets very bad, if you read that book, the Savage Continent, people thought stealing was their moral duty. I mean, that's how far morals broke down. If they knew the store had food, they thought it was their moral duty to steal it. I mean, that's twisted on its head. But when you're hungry, you can justify anything. So I've always told people, I'm going to be there as the food kitchen giving out food. Well, if you do, you won't have it long. Either somebody will, they'll come and steal it from you. But, again, there's ways you can do it. If I know a neighbor is hungry, I can go over there in the middle of the night and just put food on his doorstep, anonymously put food out for people. So there are ways to do that while still practicing operational security.
And for the folks that want to get prepared, where do they go? Tell us your website, and then also you've got a number that folks can call, because you're happy to give folks technical support with things as well, right?
Yes, I am. Again, for whatever reason God directed my life, I have had a lot of experience in situations that have been pretty hairy. As far as operational security, I'm pretty good with ham radio, so there's areas that I think I can assist people and that I've had experience in. And so if people go to my website, it's just readymaderesources.com. That's all one word, readymaderesources, standard spelling, .com. And then my phone number is 800-627-3809. Again, you're getting a pencil and writing it down. It's readymaderesources.com and 800-627-3809. Again, Mark, God is merciful. I want to, I don't know how much time we have left, but I just want to state this again. God is merciful. He's a merciful God. He longs to forgive. He longs to treat us as his children. If we just put ourselves in the position of hearing his voice and being obedient to him, right now we have this window of opportunity. We can still go into the grocery store. We can still get that radio, that night vision, those things to protect our family with. We can still get all that. There's coming a day rapidly that I think, especially if Hillary is elected, we will not be able to get those things. It's 1860 and 1913 at the same time.
Bob, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Yes, sir. And Mark, God bless, and thank you for having me.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.